The Witness. Starring J. Carroll Nash in The Witness. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
In the normal course of most any day, every one of us is a witness to matters of life and death. The way we involve ourselves in these vital matters makes our own lives worthwhile or meaningless. It is a matter of common knowledge that one of the answers to juvenile delinquency is parents. If all of us parents would assume our own responsibility of teaching our children responsibility, there'd be no rumbles in the park. Papa Fedor Corvelia is a man who does just that. According to him, Papa knows best.
Mama, it's the best scallopini yet.
But too much garlic, Dad.
Oh, now listen to our son, Michael. Too much garlic. What do you know?
Well, my boy Chris, big authority on girls and Italian food.
Oh, come on, Dad. Authority on girls, maybe, but Italian food, that's for sure.
Chris, where's your brother? He's after 12.
Oh, you mean Benny?
I don't know. Benny. That's his name?
Yeah, Dad, Benny.
Well, it's a good thing you remind me. Now, come on, where is he?
Oh, he's playing ball at the playground.
Maria, a little more coffee, please.
One coffee black will come up.
I'll see you later.
Now, where are you going?
Oh, I don't know, just out.
Out where?
I guess to play ball with the guys.
Chris.
Yes, Mama?
You go and bring your brother and get to home right away.
Well, what's the panic? Why right away?
Now, don't make argument.
Okay, I'll tell him to get home.
No, you understand?
Okay. Right back.
Maria's going to be in trouble.
How you know, Mike?
Well, every time Freddy Poulsen wear a red handkerchief on his neck, that means trouble. I saw him a little while ago on my way home. You listen to me, I know. I hear lots of talk at the shop.
Don't worry. All right, Benny, over the plate. Strike three, you're out. Hey, you got to learn to count. That's only two strikes, wise guy.
I said you're out, Freddy.
Okay, wise guy, so are you. Hey, Freddy, you knocked out Pete. Why?
Yeah, teach him a lesson. Okay, wise guy, get up. Pete, get up on your feet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Freddy. Maybe it was only two strikes.
It was. I said it was.
Okay, Freddy. You're right.
That's better. Now, Pete, what about your old man's truck tonight? Any problems?
Well, I don't think so.
Pete, I've been counting on you. We gotta have the truck. There's 30 guys, and we're meeting right here at 9 o'clock tonight. Are you with me?
Sure, Freddy, sure.
How about you, Benny? Hey, Benny.
Yeah? What's with you?
You with us tonight?
Nah, count me out.
Why, you yeller?
Hey, Benny!
Now, what do you want, Chris?
Papa wants us home right now.
Okay.
So it's that nosy old man of yours.
All right, lay off, Freddy.
You ought to belt that old buzzard. Show him that he can't order you around.
You belt him, Freddy.
I don't think I wouldn't like to.
Take my advice. Don't try to belt Papa.
Hey, Benny, Papa says to come home now.
Hey, how about you, Chris? You with us tonight?
Well, tonight? What's going on?
9 o'clock tonight, right here.
Well, where are you going?
Lafayette Park. Leisure Time Club. A few wise guys over there. Got to teach them a lesson.
Well, what'd they do?
One of their guys insulted one of our girls.
Oh, Rumble. Now, Papa'd never let me and Benny go.
See you, Freddy.
Listen. Tell your old man something for me. Tell him to stay out of my way, nosy old coot.
You tell Papa, Freddy. Come on, Chris, let's go.
So tonight, Marge, all you have to do is point out the guy that insulted you.
Freddy, the guy didn't insult me.
Look, Marge, I don't need you to tell me when you've been insulted.
That boy didn't say anything to me.
It's lucky I wasn't there.
All he did was whistle at me.
Yeah, a wolf whistle. Well, after tonight, Marge, baby, he won't whistle at you again.
quiet, Dad.
Shut up, Pete. My head aches.
Why are you so happy?
Oh, why shouldn't I be happy? I break my back moving and trucking all week. I got a boy that's a bum. That's why I'm happy. What else you want to know?
Just one thing, Dad. Can I use the truck tonight? I got a small hauling job.
At night?
Well, it's a friend of mine. His dad works late, and I could pick up a couple of bucks moving a refrigerator.
Well, okay, that's better than bumming around the streets. But, Pete, you'll pay for the gas.
Oh, sure, Dad, sure.
I'm a coming.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, this is Mike Kowalik. Who? Marge? No, I don't remember. What do you want? Yeah. You saw Freddy with the red handkerchief on his neck? Yeah. A rumble in Lafayette Park? No. Benny and Chris don't go no place like that. They stay home. All right, you betcha. Goodbye. Hey, Maria.
Yes, Mike. What's the matter? Who called?
Maria, is it trouble? I told you so. You don't believe me.
I believe everything you say. Who called?
A girl named Marge.
I don't know who is Marge, and not Italian name.
Well, she told me tonight. At Lafayette Park. Big gang fight. Where's the boys? Benny! Chris! Benny, Chris!
No answer?
All right, I go find them. If they come in before I come back, don't let them go no place. You hear?
Yes, sir, Mike.
Come in. I said come in.
You Mr. Gilliams, huh?
Yeah, who are you?
My name's Mike Kowalik.
What can I do for you?
You got a boy named Pete, eh?
Yeah, why?
Well, you see, Mr. Gillian, tonight is going to be a big trouble.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, Mr. Gillian, I'm no kid. Tonight, big trouble. Your boy, Freddy Poulsen, and a whole bunch of others are going to have big rumble. We got to stop them.
Now, listen, friend. I put in a long, hard week. I got my own troubles. And another thing, my son Pete's got a job tonight.
Yeah, what kind of job?
A moving job.
Yeah, I know, a moving job. Moving Freddy Poulsen's gang to Lafayette Park for that rumble.
Now, you look here. Don't you tell me I don't know what's going on around here.
That's right, you don't.
All right, get out of here.
Okay. Well, I'll go peaceful. But if it's trouble, it's your fault. Now, goodbye.
Good riddance.
Excuse me, please. I look for Mr. Pulse.
End of the bar, bald-headed guy.
Thank you. Mr. Pulse?
What do you want?
My name is Mike Kowalik. I want to talk to you about Freddy.
Freddy who?
Your son, Freddy.
Don't know him.
But he's your son.
I don't want to know him. Hey, Joe! Another beer.
Mr. Pulse.
Now, look, Shorty, don't bother me. I got big troubles. I had a son named Freddy, but he died last week. I was trying to talk to him, and he belted me one right on the choppers. And as far as I'm concerned, he died last week.
Yeah, but I see him just this morning.
Well, maybe you did, but as far as I'm concerned, he's dead. Hey, Joe, where's my beer?
And Mr. Poulsen,
get out of here and don't bother me.
Yeah, I bother you, and now you listen to me. Your boy Freddy is alive. Yeah, I tell you, he's alive. Tonight, Freddy Poulsen's gang make big rumble and roughly at the park. You want to stop him?
I told you. He's dead.
You're the one who's dead, Mr. Poulsen, and that's too bad. When a father don't care enough for his son, maybe you're better off dead.
Hey, Joe, bring me that beer and get this heckler off my back.
Okay, I go, but you gonna regret. So I come to the police to tell you what's going on. So you know about and happen not to happen, eh? People is going to get hurt.
Well, you're absolutely right to tell us, Mr. Kowalik. We appreciate your concern about those kids. And I promise you, we'll be in that neighborhood. Don't worry.
Thank you, Sergeant. Thanks you very much.
All right.
wait. I answer the door. Hey, you, Chris, Benny, you stay right here, huh?
Okay, Papa.
Okay, Papa.
All right, yeah. What do you want?
Chris and Benny. Get them out here.
No, I come on. Now, you tell me what you want.
We heard the police got tipped off. Somebody think. Now, get the boys out here.
They're not to come out here.
Now, listen, old man.
Don't to call me old man. All right. Now, you get up, tough guy.
Hey, Papa, get back in here.
Come on, Papa, come in here.
Yeah, we'll take care of Freddy.
Get in the house. Now, I say go back. Stay in the house.
Okay, old man, you're asking for it. I'll show you you can't get away.
Okay. Okay, now, Freddy Poulsen, get up. Call you gang out of the truck, huh? And I'm going to see how tough you are. Come on, all of you hoodlums, get out of that truck.
Chris, come on, let's help Papa.
Here we go.
Papa, Mike. You'll be all right. Only a scratch. Heal in a couple of days.
Hey, Mama, how's the boys? Chris, Benny?
Yes, Papa.
You all right?
Black eye, Papa.
Chris?
Two black eyes, Papa.
That's better than three. I told you to stay in the house.
Now, Papa, Mike.
Now, Papa, Mike, you know what's right. I told them to stay in the house, and they come out, they don't listen no more. I don't know what's happened to kids today. When I was a boy, Papa said, do something, I did it. That was the law. The Papa was the Papa, and nobody, and I mean nobody, nobody else, dare question what Papa said. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening to the kids in the world today.
You have been listening to The Witness, and here again is your host, Robert Young. All children need love, but they also need discipline. Discipline is related to love and acts as a structure for existence within which a child may grow up. How can parents exercise authority over their children and still avoid the hostility that results from too much or too little discipline? I'd like to thank J. Carroll Nash, Virginia Gregg, Gil Stratton, Peter Leeds, Jerry Hausner, Tim Matheson, and Bernie Hamilton for sharing their talents with us. And thanks to each one of you for being with us. Transcribed in Hollywood, The Witness is produced by Marjorie Hunt Pearson, directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith, and written by S.K. Hershaway. This is Art Gilmore speaking for the Episcopal Church, which presents The Witness. We hope you'll join us again soon for the next Witness.